when the this is take two. We're talking about intercollegiate athletics and balance that the student athletes have to make between their academics and their sports. Do you have any words about, in looking back on your career here at Michigan State, do you encourage people to come here? What's your view about this institution?
Well, I think it's the greatest institution in the world. We have a wonderful facility. We offer a lot. You know, you got it all right here. I've had the opportunity to meet some wonderful people. We've been fortunate to have some good administrators. I think it's the greatest.
Did any of your children go here?
No. Oh, yes, they did. One of my sons graduated undergrad here, and then he went to Syracuse Law School, and he did very well. The little guys, I don't know where they're going. Yeah. I think he graduated in maybe political science or something.
In looking back at your whole career here at Michigan State on the board and as an athlete and as a student, what do you think was most important to you personally?
Well, the most important thing to me was getting a good education. And I had heard that a lot as a youngster and I didn't really realize how important that was until after I was gone. But after, when I was in graduate school and in dental school, I didn't have many problems at all because of my background here and some of the people that I was associated with that taught me how to study, taught me how a lot of things and how. But later on in life, and you look back on it, you say, man, those people really did me a favor. They really did. That was a great background I got here. Some of the people, I wish I could remember the names of some of the professors, but they were very instrumental in whatever success I've had. Mm-hmm. But I think
you took it to heart.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Many times I suggest things to students, they don't take it to heart.
But you know, one of the things I learned in football and academics was that there's no substitute for hard work. There's no such thing as a free lunch. You gotta do it.
A few shortcuts to a good education.
There you go. But believe me, it pays off. It really does.
Yeah. One of the things that we've asked many of the interviewees in the project is if you had suggestions of people that you think that, obviously we're trying to interview the presidents and the board members and that sort of thing, but is there somebody that you know of that's still living that really would be a good interview, that we, one of those that we'd really be remiss in not trying to get? Anyone that comes to mind? I mean, it was in fact Walter Adams' death that got us started again, right, saying, oh, well, we waited too long. Mm-hmm. We should have done this earlier. So does anyone come to mind that you worked closely with?
Well, you know, one of the things I didn't mention that I was instrumental in trying to accomplish was things to do with minority affairs, minority enrollment, minority hiring, and all that. I was really involved in those kinds of things. And when I think about some of the people that I worked with and who was instrumental in giving me information and trying to do what we could to try to get minorities involved at all levels at the university, Dr. Robert Green comes to mind. Dr. Joseph McMillan, I think he may have retired now, but he was down at the University of Louisville for many years after he left here. Dr. Thomas Gunnings, they got involved in some things early on that kind of gave an impetus to some things. And we started the College of Urban Development, which I guess is a school now, but I remember Warren Huff was at my house, and we had maybe a couple other trustees, and we decided to allocate some money to start that. I think we were like $1.5 million, I think. That decision in my basement. We didn't have enough votes yet.
Started the process.
Right. Then we ended up hiring Ralph Bonner as a human relations director. Dr. Donald Coleman was involved in a lot of the impetus we had in this area.
When you first came, there weren't many African Americans on campus.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. In fact, we all used to get together Friday afternoons at the Union, play cards. Mm-hmm. Most of the African Americans were football players. I don't think that's quite true, but mm-hmm. there wasn't very many.
Mm-hmm. So you saw the change.
Oh yeah.
In your tenure as a board member. Yeah,
yes, we did. I like to think we had a. When I see folks like Bobby Williams as a coach, I think all the years we tried to get a black coach. Oh, and we ended up getting Jim Bibbs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he was our first black coach. As a matter of fact, he may have been the first black head coach in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm. Sherman Lewis wasn't here as a coach. He was a player.
He was here as a player, mm-hmm. and he did come. I don't know what I was doing. Still on the board when he was coaching. He may have been coaching because okay. he came back as a coach.
Assistant
coach, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the football prospects for this year?
They should do very well. You know, I'm excited.
Newspaper accounts of players seem to respond to Williams' style.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. He'll do all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the time and your contributions.
I wish I could have remembered more.
Oh, you remembered a lot. And on behalf of the program, I'd like to thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.